From KXCI, I'm Marisa Orr, and you're listening to Tucson Voices. Tucson is home to many different cultures. More than 40% of Tucsonans identify as Latinos. This city's history contains roots in Chicano culture found within food, music, and art surrounding Tucson. Chicano was a racial slur used towards Mexican Americans. After years of discrimination in the early 20th century, Mexican-American revolutionaries took the name with pride and protested for their rights through the Chicano movement, also known as El Movimiento. In order to highlight Chicano culture, Ari Luna established a two-day event named Cultura and Chicano Vibes Festival.
So when I moved into the annex about 3-4 years ago, I just saw a really big opportunity for me, not only being the only Chicana Mexicana business owner in that complex, but providing that space for our community. I just wanted to have our footprint in that area. And you don't have to be just Chicano or Chicana or Chicanx. It's just embracing and celebrating that culture and the land that we're in here in Tucson.
Ari Luna is a business owner and coordinator of the event. She says the idea also stemmed from her time at Tucson High School, where she learned about her indigenous identity and Chicano culture history in Mexican American Studies courses.
Just embracing that the word Mexico is, you know, derives from Mexica, which is our native indigenous history. The X is pronounced CH, and then that's where the word Chicano derived from. And it really hit back in the 50s, 60s with the Chicano movement and just fighting for our rights as people and to have social justice.
The Cultura and Chicano Vibes Festival is an annual free, family-friendly event with Chicano food trucks and vendors. Day one included b-boy dance battles, live graffiti art, and music. Day two included a lowrider car show, performances, and a fashion show. Kiana Munoz is the owner of Yellowbird Farm and says the event is important for Chicanos within Tucson.
Having an event where we're literally taking over the festival grounds and we're everywhere and just representing our culture through our products is just really special.
Eva Cano is a part of the Intruders Car Club and says it's exciting to attend the event.
Just the culture in this city. I mean, we came from Phoenix, so it's bigger, but I still love the old school hometown feeling of Tucson. So, and the culture here, just specifically us, Chicano culture, what we have here and the music and the mix and still keeping our traditions, I think is amazing to be a part of.
Each year, the Cultura and Chicano Vibes Festival educates the community about Chicano history. And Ari Luna says an important person who was part of that tradition passed away a year ago.
Originally, we did have Dr. Roberto Saintly Rodriguez come in to do that aspect because he is our Mexican American Studies professor here at the University of Arizona, and he's written books all about our indigenous history and more, and about what he endured during the Chicano movement and how he fought police brutality and won his court case after so many years. We want to honor him and his legacy and teach people about what he brought to our Tucson community.
As Ari Luna speaks on the accomplishments of the Cultura and Chicano Vibes Festival, she reflects on how her childhood impacts the work she does today.
I never had someone like me growing up. I always loved Barbies and everything on TV never looked anything like me. And not that it hindered me or it really didn't inspire me as much. But when I see like Selena and women in power of color, it does inspire me to want to be just like that and more. Now that I'm older and I have the platform that I have and have the shop that I have, I want to provide that inspiration to other younger me's in the world.
This story is available on the Tucson Voices program page at kxci.org. From KXCI Tucson, I'm Marisa Orr.